Podcasts that look very similar from the outside can actually be creating completely different kinds of value for the businesses that are running them. Imagine a standard podcast, the podcastiest podcast you can dream up. You know what I'm talking about. It's about 40 minutes long. It's one host interviewing one guest. It releases every Tuesday. It's the podcast. And there are a lot of them. And it's tempting to think that they're all exactly the same. The more cynical among us might say that they are. But they can be serving very different functions for the companies that run them and making a very different kind of impact based on the blueprint they used and the individual metrics that these businesses have optimized their shows for. This is The Company Show, a podcast for business owners and marketing managers whose podcast is just one of the many, many things that they need to do every day. I'm Megan Doherty, one of the creators of podcastingforbusiness.com, and I'm sharing the results of our years of experience working with company podcasters and talking to experts and company showrunners who have incredible insights about how to get the most out of your podcast as efficiently as possible. So today I want to take a look at how this kind of bread and butter podcast format can be optimized for very different business outcomes. It's all about how you approach the strategy of your podcast, where it fits in your business, and how creative you are with optimizing for different metrics that are going to make an impact for you. So let's start with Company A. Company's A podcast is a relationship building show that's optimized for referrals with the bonus of SEO-rich content creation. This bread and butter show is the main vehicle that the host uses for networking to build the professional relationships that they rely on for referrals and collaboration partners. So here's what that decision-making process might have looked like for them. James runs Company A, a boutique legal firm specializing in family law, typically divorces. This is often an emotionally fraught area of practice where his clients are making important decisions about their property, family, and legacy while under considerable stress. Trust is all important, and most of his clients are direct from referrals from other people in the industry or related ones. Knowing that word of mouth is the most reliable way to fill his sales pipeline, James wants to expand his professional network so that more of those referrals come in. And he also wants to have resources available for new connections and traffic who maybe Googled him, so that even if they don't speak right away, people can learn about his area of law, his personal philosophies, and priorities in his practice. So even though referrals are his main new business source, he always wants to make sure that when people Google divorce lawyer near me, his name comes up. So in planning the podcast for Company A, James spent some time thinking about the types of business owners that regularly send him new clients, and those that he regularly sends leads to in turn. Those are going to make up the bulk of his guests. Podcasts are a real calendar opener. Someone who probably wouldn't be interested in jumping on a networking or discovery call is going to be delighted to spend 45 minutes with you for a podcast interview. So James optimized the show to get more referral partners by creating a booking workflow that included multiple chances to connect with his guests, like a prep call to plan the interview as well as the interview itself. He also always makes a point of inviting the guests he gets along with really well to a debrief and brainstorming session a few weeks after the recording, and that's where some of the magic can really happen now that they know each other a little bit. Also, after each recording he has on the podcast, James has his team write a blog post about the episode, interlinks it with related content, and make sure it's SEO optimized. This acts as an evergreen resource for new traffic and ways that he can nurture and engage people as they're starting to get to know him. Moving on to Company B. In Company B, this same on the surface show is an audience engagement one that's optimized for sponsorship dollars, social media engagements, and labor cost savings. It was designed to engage a large existing audience who are really passionate about the brand and the host and constantly want more and more interaction with them, which can be a challenge to provide at scale. Heather owns a social media marketing agency, is a multiple book author and sought-after speaker in the social media space. She has amassed a large following through her active Instagram and LinkedIn accounts, her books and keynote speeches, and a few videos that went viral. Her clients are mostly in the health and wellness space, and she often finds that she is spending more time than she wants to answering questions and providing the same guidance over and over again. When she decided to podcast, Heather wanted to create resources for her clients so that they could help themselves to information and support rather than requesting it directly from her and her customer service team. These resources could become part of her service offering and can also be used to help members of her community that aren't in a position to hire her team directly. Her industry has a huge number of technology and service providers who are always looking for exposure to new audiences. And since she had such a large following to begin with, Heather decided to pursue sponsorships for the show, initially to cover the cost of production, but later to develop into an additional income stream for her business, either through direct sponsorship deals or with affiliate arrangements that she runs her own ads for in the podcast. Finally, Heather wanted her podcast to be something that her community could really talk about and engage with. So most of her episodes are going to be Q&A style, where she brings in guest experts who can speak to highly specific topics in areas directly related to social media. She's going to source most of the questions directly from her audience on social media, which is going to improve her engagement rates there. She makes sure to regularly post advice, questions, and discussion topics from the podcast on her social media accounts, and she directs people to engage with her there. In Company C, our bread and butter podcast is a thought leadership style show optimized for backlinks and citations and shortening the sales cycle. It's a sophisticated weekly conversation between experts hashing out the details and nuances of their respective specialties that reporters and journalists love to comment on and that their very high deal value clients go to for advice and insight. Mike's business, Company C, is a public relations agency that primarily works with pharmaceutical companies. He helps his clients influence the stories told about them in a constantly revolving news cycle that is not always kind. Being in an industry with so much controversy and such strict regulations, Mike wanted to create a space where subject matter experts could talk about the products they were developing and the reality of working with new drugs technology in, as we mentioned, the not always friendly media and regulatory environment. His clients choose him and Company C because they are intimately familiar with the issues facing drug companies, and the podcast is going to be a way for him to demonstrate the scope and the breadth of that expertise. They have a reputation for intelligent and surprising strategy, and they seem to know everyone who is anyone in the industry. If there's a notable expert in the space, they're on Mike's show. When he decided to podcast, Mike wanted to make sure that his show was the one that always takes a stance and was the thing to listen to for anyone who wanted to be up to date on what was happening in the pharmaceutical industry. His conversations will be with R&D experts, executives, scientists, researchers, and government officials, and each episode needed to add something new and important to the conversation happening in the industry. When planning his episodes, Mike will make sure that he's having conversations with and not just interviewing his guests. And he always creates a robust introduction and closing section for the show so that he has a chance to share what his and his company's stance on the issue being discussed is. Part of the post-production for each show will be categorizing the episodes with keywords and noting down a few details about what types of clients will find each episode valuable. This information will be shared with his sales team so that when they are connecting with leads, they have a library of resources that will let them get to know Mike and his viewpoints. His social media team will also make a point of directly tagging journalists and commentators in the industry and encouraging them to link back to the whole episode. So as you see, on the surface, these are very similar shows. It's one host talking to one guest for about 40 minutes once a week, but they are creating vastly different outcomes, which came from vastly different reasons for each of those companies to have a podcast. And they took the time to really think about what the podcast was going to do for the business and optimize the workflows, recording, and post-production work so that these podcasts do the job that they are intended to in a way that they can track and measure. As a side note, this is why it doesn't make a lot of sense to worry too much about the competition for your podcast. While it's true that your potential listeners have a finite amount of time, I can promise you two things. One, no one has ever found a podcast on a topic they are interested in and said, "That's it, I have found the one and only podcast on this topic I'm going to listen to. I will never seek out or listen to another one." That doesn't happen. Two, lots of other shows in your space means lots of potential listeners. It's a good sign, not a bad one. And you don't need all of the listeners anyway. For most businesses and business goals, you just need a handful of the right people listening, not everyone who's had a passing interest in your area of focus. So step one is, what is the reason you're podcasting for your business? Which of the business podcast blueprints does it fit in? What's the prime directive of the show and how are you going to optimize for it? I'd love to know what you're doing and what you're planning. Find me on LinkedIn or Instagram. The links are in the show notes. As always, the show is produced by the whole team at One Stone Creative. And if you'd like to start producing a podcast to achieve specific goals in your business, I invite you to check out podcastingforbusiness.com. That's podcastingforbusiness.com.